This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
This is a Football Friday edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Brought to you by the Odyssey app.
On 1080 The Fan.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
See what we got here today, boys. Sprague in the line, brought to you by Will Ortner's Hairline. The only thing that receded more in the last few years than Sprague's bank account.
That's hashtag.
I don't have a dinger.
I'm just glad that it wasn't my hairline that was used. I'm not the baldest guy on the show when Ortner fills in, so you can come in whenever you want, man.
Thanks, man.
Sprague and Line brought to you by Sprague's Roll the Dice, betting the Beavs against UNLV and coming up with the craps.
Yeah, I don't have a dinger.
You know what we are this weekend, Dirt? What are we? I'm actually taking three favorites. Sprague and Line brought to you by Swag. Even Swag forgetting to hit the switch and missing a segment on YouTube is still better than betting a Sprague pick.
I don't have a dinger.
He missed an entire segment turning the show on.
And then turn it on for his update.
Yes! You cannot tell me that wasn't done on purpose.
That was awesome. That was a purpose pitch. Yeah. And a I'm going to Palm Springs tonight. I don't care about you pitch. Sprague and Line brought to you by Pressing Play. Even a Sprague pick is more reliable than remembering to do your job and pressing play on YouTube.
I don't have a dinger.
See what else we got here quickly. Sprague and Line brought to you by Pooping at Parties. Still less risky than a Sprague pick.
Yeah. I don't have a dinger.
And Sprague and Line brought to you by Ryan Day. Sprague's parlays also always fall short.
I don't have a dinger.
Here's how we did. We're kind of turning this franchise around.
Oh, stop.
7-2 is a show last week.
Good weekend. Stop with the turnaround.
Turning this thing around.
What's our collective record?
You're almost to 500.
I'm one game short.
I'm just slightly behind you. And Swag's above 500.
What's happening, Will?
They're claiming I missed a segment. I don't think I missed a segment.
Who's claiming you missed a segment? You missed a segment?
I don't know, the red guy. The red-haired guy who only cares about how fit he is and that he's a dad.
Oh, Broncos fan? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he's arguing about white cornerbacks.
Yeah, that has been the argument now for like an hour, is white cornerbacks in the YouTube chat. If you're wondering what you're missing
and not
watching.
What are we arguing about white cornerbacks?
Who's the last one to start?
Who's got the first white corner in the NFL this year? And how many do we have? And I don't know. We don't need to get to that.
I think it's Philly, right?
What segment did
DeGene?
I didn't miss it.
Here's how we did. Sprague, you went 3-0 last week. You hit on the Bengals against the Giants.
I shouldn't have. That was a backdoor cover.
No pictures on the scorecard. You got the Colts, thankfully, with Joe Flacco playing.
Hey, anytime you get one of the numbers and points, you take it.
And the Bears obliterated the Jags in London, so that was a 3-0 weekend for you. I hit on the Niners on Thursday night against the Seahawks, the Chargers at Denver, covering the number, and then for some stupid reason, I gambled on the Cardinals, and that didn't work out for me. And Swag went 2-1, missing his layup college pick of Oregon State, but he hit on the Lions and the Texans. And so, season standings, Swag is still in first, 11-10 on the year, although if we don't get his picks, it's an auto 0-3.
And so far, I hasn't texted him.
Nobody reach out to him. I would love that 0-3 because it would give me a fighter's chance to get back into the race. He's 11-10. Yeah. You are 10-11, Sprague, after your 3-0 weekend. So you're almost back above 500. I am 8-13 on the year, still bringing up the rear. The T-Box is yours, Brandon Sprague.
Yeah, I have a lot of games that I like this weekend, games that I'm not going to be able to pick on here because we only get the three picks. I'm going to start. You know what? I'm a little nervous about it. I like the pick, but I'm going. I'm going Detroit plus the 1.5. I actually think the over is a good play in this game as well. I'll be betting the over, probably parlayed. Look, this is no disrespect to Minnesota. Minnesota,
I think it is. I think it's
like
a lot of disrespect
team
to Minnesota.
They look like a good team that can win that division. I know there's no Aiden Hutchinson. I think the play here might be the over.
There's no turds here.
But I'm going to take Detroit going on the road at Minnesota. Minnesota's coming off of a bye. Detroit had a relatively easy end to that game. I'm taking the Lions. I think they know that this is a playoff-like game. Minnesota has gotten by. They escaped the Jets with the pick six. They're due. Lions, +1.5.
I love we got a head-to-head bet right out of the gate today. My first pick, Vikings +1.5 at home. Or -1.5. Give me the Vikings, baby. I'm all over Skol Vikes at home. They're not ready for that Skol clap.
Skol.
They don't got Skol. Aiden Hutchinson Skol. Coming in there.
Skol.
They're facing
Skol.
The MVP of the NFL and Sammy D. Darnold.
I'd say Justin Jefferson, but sure.
Give me. The Minnesota Vikings.
I want to go to a game so bad and Skol with them.
That'd be a lot of fun. Cool. It's such a cool tradition.
I want to go when the Niners aren't playing at Minnesota. One, because I'd watch my team lose. But two, I just want to be a Viking fan in that moment.
Just for one day. Wear your purple.
Get the horns.
It's so cool. Such a fun start to the game.
I just want to drink out of a horn with Ragnar.
Drinking out of a horn's pretty badass.
I'm telling you, I've been down there. That area, it's delightful. Yeah. Minneapolis is a great sports city.
Well, we got a head-to-head right out of the gate. Big Will Betts, you got a pick for us?
We actually have a lock agreement. It's me and you, Dirt.
Let's go, Big Will Betts.
Craig,
let's go.
I love the Vikings.
I'm getting double-teamed.
Let's go.
Sorry, I didn't mean to double-team you off the first round, but we're going to have to double-team you.
All right,
okay. Getting double-teamed by Big Will and Dirt. That's a pretty good double team.
Couple of big boys. And almost bald?
A couple of big boys over here, man. Pick number two, Sprager?
Pick number two. Yeah, this one's going to be a little bit of a tricky one. I'm nervous, but I'm going to trust coaching. Chargers at Cardinals,
Come on. Quit stealing my picks.
Well, technically, I'm picking first, so you'd be stealing my pick. Chargers -2. Look, are they going to win 16? To 13? Yeah, they might. It's going to look weird. It's going to look gross. I'm nervous about Kyler Murray, but the defense for the Chargers, Minter's got it kind of dialed right now. I'm going to take Harbaugh. This is why I bet them to make the playoffs. It's these games. The games that Staley and Lynn and every other coach in my life has felt like they've lost with the Chargers. This is where they win. This is the difference here. This is the Jim Harbaugh difference. And Herbert hasn't even been very good this year. Be good today. Be good on Monday Night Football. I'm taking Chargers -2.
Yeah, I actually disagree with that take a little bit. Some of the highlights from him last weekend, I thought he was really good against Denver. He's just throwing to Ladd McConkey.
I'm talking about his overall numbers.
Oh, overall numbers.
He's
don't jump off the page.
He's seventh in MVP, and his numbers have been alarmingly mid.
Yeah.
But what you said at the start of the year is true. When you win, narratives get changed.
Yeah,
and
you get
he's
credit.
Getting the winning quarterback label.
Well, and they're just not going to make him throw it a ton, but he's got 6 tutties, only 1 pick. He missed, a game and a half because he left the one game early and then missed the second half of the Pittsburgh game. I thought he was outstanding last week, very efficient. They're just not asking him to do a ton. It was his first time he was over 200 yards all season, by the way. It was last week against Denver. That is my second pick. I'm gambling on the Chargers as many times as I can. I think Jim Harbaugh is a coaching advantage against basically anybody in the league. I think the Cardinals are fraudulent. You give me that defensive matchup, they're going to run the football. They can win this game 17-14, 20-17. It won't look pretty. I don't think the Chargers are a true contender yet because they don't have enough weapons on offense, but they can be a playoff team because they beat bad teams, and I got the Chargers -2 as well.
My next pick is I've got the Texans. I got the road dogs in this one. +2.5.
Some dog.
That's right, Cam. Cam and I both agree. I just like CJ Stroud a little bit more than I like Jordan Love in this one. And I feel like it's going to be a game where it's back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm going to trust a defense to get a stop, I think I lean with D'Amico Ryans and the Texans. I like what Will Anderson's been able to do the last couple weeks and get pressure on a quarterback. I think that the Texans are going to be able to keep this one close. Would I be shocked if they lose this game, by a point or two? No, but that's why I get the plus numbers.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, get the
I'm
plus
take
number.
The Texans.
Okay, pick number three, Sprague, last one.
Yeah, my last pick. I hate to do it because he can come back and fill in for Swag and Brag anytime. There's a real chance Big Will's bets beats me twice this weekend. I'm actually going the home team in this one.
No, Packers.
I like Green Bay at home. I thought they found some real mojo in the game against Arizona. Dobbs is back now. Romeo Dobbs came off of the team suspension. He caught two tutties. Watson had a really good game, and I think he's only getting better. This is a Jordan Love, C.J. Stroud game. I really love C.J. Stroud. I'm not even saying I think Love is better. I just think the spot is better for Love. He's at home. They're short, Nico. I kind of like Green Bay's defense. I think it can continue to get better. Josh Jacobs has had a good year. I'm taking the home favorite here. I'm taking Green Bay minus the three.
All right, my last one. I'm trying to gamble against bad teams as often as I can. I think one team is fighting for their playoff lives, trying to remain alive, and they fortunately covered last week. I'm going to back them this week. Cincinnati's on the road at Cleveland. Cleveland is refusing to bench the worst starting quarterback in the NFL. They just traded their number one weapon on the outside. I think the quit factor is going to be incredibly high on that sideline. And in that locker room, you get a divisional game. I just need the Bengals to win by a touchdown. Again, playing for their playoff lives. Give me Cincinnati minus 5.5 on the road at Cleveland.
I say this as a Cincy better from last week. I certainly understand it. Probably be with you come Sunday. I would just say be cautious and careful. I don't know if Cincinnati is good.
Oh, I don't think they are very good. I just think Cleveland is that bad. I think Cleveland might be the worst team in the NFL.
I don't necessarily disagree with that take, but that defense is very bad for Cincinnati, and their offense did not do anything until very late in that game.
Yeah, with my last one, I've got the Ravens minus 3.5 on Monday night against the Bucs. This just feels like one where Tampa Bay feels like a good team. But I don't think that they're a great team,
Baltimore,
right?
Baltimore might be different, yeah.
Baltimore offensively, what they're able to do right now in the run game, you've got the power in Derrick Henry, but then weirdly enough, when you have that Thunder-Lightning combo, it's usually two different running backs. It's Lamar Jackson. He's back to running like he did in 2020, 2021.
It's the best duo in NFL history, Henry and Lamar.
He looks incredible right now, the way that he's running the football, and he's really not getting beat up, and neither is Derrick Henry. Like, Derrick Henry's turned it back a couple of years. Defensively, I think right now Baltimore, it's kind of foolish on why they look as bad as they are. They might not be as good. Obviously, they lost McDonald this year. He's now with Seattle. But you go down the list of quarterbacks that they've played. They've played Josh Allen, C.J. Stroud, Patrick Mahomes. Like, the worst one you have in there is Gardner Minshew. Every other quarterback that they face has been fairly decent. I mean, even Dak Prescott. He might not be great, but he's going to get a lot of stats on you, and he's going to throw the ball around. So I think that defense is better than we give him credit for, and I think they're just going to beat up on Tampa.
So here's where we're going. Sprague likes the Lions plus 1.5 in Minnesota, the Chargers minus 2 at Arizona on Monday night, and the Packers minus 2.5 in their showdown against the Texans.
It's 3.
Oh, is it 3?
Did it drop to 2.5? Because I will take that all day.
Hold on. Let me check DraftKings.
It was 3 when we made our...
Let's lock it in. Let me lock it in. Hold on. Googling. It is at 3. You are correct.
All right.
3. I will change that for Big Will Betts as well. His is Texans plus 3.
Always nice to get a field goal as a road dog.
That it is.
Yes,
Big Will Betts likes the Vikings minus 1.5 against the Lions, the Texans plus the 3 in Green Bay, and the Ravens minus 3.5 on Monday Night Football. I like the Bengals minus 5.5 in Cleveland, Chargers minus 2 on Monday Night Football against Cardinals, and the Vikings minus 1.5 against the Lions. A lot of crossover picks, a lot of head-to-head picks. Let's do this. Good luck, everybody. Beat the books. We'll close it up next on The Fam.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.